The Australian Workers' Union has taken a swipe at the Reserve Bank of Australia over its decision to leave interest rates on hold, saying the manufacturing sector will continue to suffer if the RBA doesn't try to bring down the value of the Australian dollar. Alcoa says the high exchange rate is threatening its aluminium smelter in Geelong, and 600 jobs are on the line. Simon Lauder reports.
Alcoa is used to making money from its smelter at Point Henry, but it's not now, and the company says the exchange rate is largely to blame. The future of the plant and its hundreds of workers are now in doubt. The Victorian Premier Ted Baillieu is planning a meeting with the company to urge it not to close the smelter down. Government MP Dennis Napthine.
What we want is to try and work with Alcoa to keep Point Henry and the Geelong smelter open and keep those jobs in Geelong.
The National Secretary of the AWU, Paul Howes, says if the Australian dollar doesn't come down, it will destroy manufacturing.
So I think we need to accept as a country that it's actually not good for our dollar to sit above parity. I want to hear some political leaders say that.
Mr. Howes says the government should pressure China to float its currency. He's also taken a swipe at the Reserve Bank Board, which earlier this week decided to leave the official cash rate on hold.
The problem is the mining boom has created this paper boom, where on paper everything, all the fundamentals in our economy look strong, but the side effect, the byproduct of that boom, being this record high dollar, is creating havoc in a sector which employs up to five times as many people as the resources sector does.
But the RBA, of course, has to have a global outlook. It can't just look after one particular sector.
You're talking about a sector that employs a million Australians. You add the flow-on effects of the recurring effects of about three jobs per job in manufacturing, you're talking about 3.5 million people. That is pretty global. And I think the problem is the RBA is more focused on what's going on in the paper economy rather than what's going on in the real economy. That's why you're getting these decisions.
The chief executive of the Australian Industry Group, Heather Ridout, is soon to leave the role to take up a position on the RBA board. Ms. Ridout agrees that the resources boom is pushing up the dollar, and she says the Alcoa situation is symptomatic of what's happening across all trade-exposed industries.
And we're seeing a really silly debate about government subsidies to industries at this time to help them get through it. So I think, yes, government does need to be having a balanced debate about the exchange rate and joining that debate. And we do need to see an enlightened debate around it rather than just the usual suspects being lined up.
Alcoa will make a decision about the future of the plant in June.
Simon Lauder.